Well, three items today. First, of course, we get the second kind of resurrection appearance. The first kind, of course, is the recognition of the heart kind that we saw with Mary Magdalene and the disciples on the way to Emmaus. And now today we get the second kind, which, of course, is where Jesus appears almost in his power, his glory, the glory of his sonship, the glory of the power of God. And of course, when he appears to the disciples, right, and all these things happen to the disciples, the first thing they experience is abject terror, right? They're frightened, they're terrified, because they actually think that they're seeing God. I mean, they immediately think that they're seeing some kind of a powerful ghost, right? Some kind of a powerful spirit that's manifesting itself to them. And they don't quite see Jesus yet in it. And so, of course, Jesus says, well, why are these thoughts occurring to you? Why are you so scared? See, it's just me, right? It's just me. And he shows them, the wounds of the crucifixion. And when he shows them the wounds of the crucifixion, he assures them that it's him. And of course, they settle down. They identify him. And then he commissions them. He missions them to go out and tell the gospel to the world. So this is, of course, what's happening to the apostles. They are seeing the risen Christ. They're seeing him in his glory. They're seeing him clothed in the power of God himself, the dunamis tuthetu, the power of God himself. So a very, very kind of powerful manifestation of Jesus. And it's the mirror image of what the apostles saw during the ministry. What they saw in the ministry very clearly was Jesus' humanity. And they saw in his miracles, and they saw in his love, and they saw in the way the Spirit worked through him that his divinity, his sonship was there. And of course, now they've got the opposite. In the resurrection appearance, they're seeing his divinity very clearly, and of course, he has to make a special revelation of the wounds of crucifixion to them so that they see him, his humanity, and his wounded humanity, his crucified humanity, in that divinity. So it's kind of this remarkable complementarity, and we'll see coming up with John's gospel and in two different ways how John portrays this and how Matthew portrays this in his own very different way. But again, the divinity is the clear thing, and then the humanity has to be revealed both in Luke and Matthew and in John, and twice in John. So it's a very kind of, the mirror image, and the full complementarity is had. We get in today's reading two from the Acts of the Apostles, the first reading that we had, we begin to see how the church evangelized, right? Because, of course, it's one thing for the apostles to go out and say, he is risen as he promised, or Maranatha, come Lord Jesus, right? I mean, truly, they are already calling him Lord Jesus. They're already, calling him, the risen one. But that's one thing. But of course, how do you show that he really is risen from the dead, that the apostles are telling the truth? And of course, Peter says, how did we cure this? We didn't cure this man. We were the instruments of the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus cured this man. So, of course, no other name cured anybody. The only name that cured somebody is Jesus' name. And we just did it in front of you with this man you all know. Now, since no other name cured anybody, and we just cured this man by Jesus' name, you must know that that is the power of God that did it. So therefore, if Jesus is not who we say, if Jesus is not risen as we have preached, If Jesus is not the Son, as we have preached, then why would God allow his power to be used so effectively through the name of Jesus to do this miracle today? Huh? Can you explain that? Everybody's going, oh, no. Well, in that case, maybe we're telling the truth. And maybe he is risen from the dead. And not only maybe is he risen from the dead, he is risen from the dead because the power of God is coursing through his name. And not just him during his ministry, but through his name now. And that couldn't happen unless, of course, we are telling the truth about him and his sonship with God. And boy, that states it. And they are already doing what? Starting to win converts. Just wait. Because as we move through the Acts of the Apostles, not just in the ministry of Peter and in Jerusalem and in the surrounding area of Judea, but then in Paul's ministry, right, throughout the Acts of the Apostles, we're going to see the name of Jesus working in the most remarkable ways. The name of Jesus that will activate the Spirit. The name of Jesus who will testify to his own resurrection through the power of God working through the apostles. Amen.